20-year-old Andrew Mice is undergoing a mental health competency assessment in preparation for a hearing next week on attempted homicide charges. He bought an AK-47 on the internet and picked it up from a federally licensed Madison gun dealer, Joseph Phobes, on December 4th. Phobes says the transaction was a routine one.
And I'm a pretty good judge of character, and I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. I mean, with this particular individual, we spoke of, you know, some different ranges he could go to do some practice firing and such, and, you know, so it's... It seemed no different than any other 20-year-old that I have dealt with in the past. So.
Phobes ran the required background check, which did not reveal that Mice had been diagnosed with schizophrenia early last year. On January 2nd, Mice was arrested after he told a doctor he planned to kill some of his friends and neighbors. Phobes, who sold him the gun, says Mice's mental health status should have been available to the FBI.
So when a background check is performed, that information is there, so a red flag can go up and say, oh, hey, we've got to stop this transaction.
Gun control advocate Jerry Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort agrees.
How those records get included and when they get included, I think those are all things that really need to be looked at, and they haven't been.
Efforts to include mental health records in gun purchase background checks face opposition from some advocates for the mentally ill who say revealing such records violates doctor-patient confidentiality. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.